Good afternoon. We'll start with two short statements by the Secretary General and the Prime Minister, and then we'll have time for a couple of questions. Secretary General.
Prime Minister Gruevski, welcome to NATO headquarters. Your country is an important partner for the alliance and an aspirant country to NATO membership. We share a vision of a Euro-Atlantic integration, and we are committed to supporting you on your path towards NATO membership. Today we have discussed our cooperation, and I thank you for your contribution to our Resolute support mission in Afghanistan and for your support with the lines of communication for KFOR in Kosovo. Your nation is a security provider, and we thank you for doing exactly that. Integration into NATO requires difficult reforms and courageous leadership. I commend your country's progress in reforming the defense sector, but we can also see challenges. We are following with concern the recent political developments in Skopje. Progress on reforms depends on effective democratic dialogue, widespread confidence in the rule of law and freedom of media. These values are at the heart of the Euro-Atlantic community. We count on you to ensure that they are fully respected. We encourage all political forces in the country to act responsibly, to engage in open and constructive dialogue, and to focus on the political and economic reforms necessary for progress on the country's Euro-Atlantic agenda. This is in the interest of all the country's citizens. So please, once again, welcome Mr. Prime Minister.
Thank you.
The first working meeting with the Secretary General of NATO,
Jens Stoltenberg,
we concluded that the membership of the Republic of Macedonia in NATO remains an interest and firm commitment of Macedonia in the alliance, and in that context we both especially emphasized the significance of holding NATO's open doors policy alive. At the meeting at which I was accompanied by the ministers of foreign affairs and of defense, we exchanged opinions of the realized progress in the process of Euro-Atlantic integration of the Republic of Macedonia within the 16th Membership Action Plan, as well as on a number of political security issues of joint interest. In the said context, we considered the current topics related with the implementation of national reforms connected with NATO membership. I talked about the progress in Macedonia and dedication and focus to the reforms of the Republic of Macedonia in the part of defense, economy, judiciary, administration, and other fields. And our parallel expectations and hopes in parallel with this for solving of the other, that is key issue, because of which from 2008 until now, Macedonia cannot receive the invitation. We of course talked about the current political situation, current challenges, and in that context I emphasize that everything which is within the possibilities and competencies of the government will be maximally transparent and clear and in accordance with the legislation, and in that context, I do not expect any problems. We will continue our dialogue in the future. We remain open. Macedonia is, as it was mentioned, an active participant in the missions of NATO. It participates as it is a member of NATO, but unfortunately, it does not have the benefits from being a NATO member yet.
Any questions? Go there.
From Macedonian Nova TV. I have questions for both of you. I will ask Mr. Gruevski a question in Macedonian, if I may.
Господине, Mr. Gruevski, here in NATO, which is a security organization, have you identified the foreign service for which there is a suspicion that it has made a break in Macedonia, and have you asked NATO to support Macedonia from foreign services in the future? The security system of Macedonia is really attacked.
For Secretary General, we hear from the government that Macedonia was attacked by foreign intelligence services. Will NATO help Macedonia to prevent this kind of coup now and in the future? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Relating to your question, I would like to emphasize that I describe the situation rather directly in the past period, in the last year, starting from everything which was presented to me at the discussions with the chief of opposition through those things that were discovered by the Ministry of Interior and the public prosecutor's office and presented in a court, including the court ruling which already exists, as well as the confessions of certain people in the court procedure about the illegal things that they have done and that they misuse their service, that is, they violated the laws of the Republic of Macedonia. Everything else will be a part of the further court procedure, which, as I've said in Macedonia, and I will say now, will be clear, transparent, and we are open for any monitoring in that part that is following of everything which will happen.
It's not possible for me to comment on the allegations about that foreign intelligence services have been active in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. What I can say is that I just underline the importance of freedom of press, of the importance of also allowing the opposition to have good working conditions, and that's democratic values, which are important, that are respected by all involved, and that we very much underline the importance of that there is a independent and thorough investigation into the very serious allegations that have been put forward, and that those who are responsible are held accountable for what has happened. And therefore, it is important that there is a thorough and an independent investigation into the into these allegations.
Any other questions? Please put up your hands. Okay, gentleman over there.
Yes, Boban Onkuć, Macedonian Information Agency, First Floor General Secretary. Now, 7 years after the NATO summit in Bucharest 2008, does Macedonia, you think that now should still become a member of NATO, and is NATO still want Macedonia to join the company? And for Prime Minister Gruevski, Gospodine Gruevski,
NATO, Mr. Gruevski, can Macedonia persist on all this way of blockades, and can we maintain the pace of everything which is happening, of although somebody plans to block that, can we maintain the progress notwithstanding all blockades on our way?
I was present at the summit in Bucharest in 2008, and I remember very well the discussions we had there. And I will reiterate that NATO is still committed to supporting you on your path towards NATO membership. And we also reiterated our position at the Wales summit last fall, where we also reiterated that a mutually acceptable solution to the name issue must be reached before the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia can join NATO. So we strongly urge for intensified efforts towards that end. But as you know, NATO is a consensus-based organization, so we need a consensus among 28 allies to be able to make an agreement and to reach an agreement within the NATO lines.
With respect to the issue, the question to me, Macedonia has strength to overcome all blockades and obstacles. It will exit stronger from all this. It will continue with all reforms. It will continue to make steps forward and to be a better place for living.